I'd like to share something with you. As of late, I've gone back into my library and I've been studying the works and philosophy teachings of Socrates. Now, for those of you familiar with Socrates, you know that he's one of the greatest critical, if not greatest critical thinking minds of all time. Now, he never wrote down any of his teachings. They were all written down by his student and protege, Plato, which is why, as of late, I've been reading the complete works of Plato. And there's a particular passage in here that stood out that I'd like to share with you. Now, before I do, I'd like to share with you what I think this passage addresses. There are times when all of us will embark on a journey, and we know that that journey is going to be fraught with many difficulties, and so do those around us. And those around us can sometimes be negative and turn into naysayers with comments such as, oh, you can't do that, or oh my God, why are you doing that? Or if you go down that career path, you're going to starve. Or they'll even say things like, you're crazy, you're mad. Well, let's see what Socrates has to say about all this. If anyone comes to the gates of poetry and expects to become an adequate poet by acquiring his expert knowledge of the subject without the muse's madness, he will fail. And his self-controlled verses will be eclipsed by the poetry of men who have been driven out of their minds. What's Socrates saying here? What's he trying to tell us? Well, let's talk about the two types of individuals that are inferred in this passage. Let's call one the scholar and one the common man. The scholar is well-trained. He can spell any word. His sentence structure is perfect. His grammar is perfect. His punctuation is perfect. He is perfect in the structure of writing. Then there's the common man. Now this guy, maybe he doesn't spell so well, maybe he has run-on sentences, so on and so forth. But they're both trying to write poetry. The common man and the scholar pull from different parts of them. The scholar, he wants to pride himself on structure and the perfection of grammar and of writing. That's what he wants people to see, that he knows how to spell, he knows how to put a sentence together, and he is perfect when you look at his work on paper. He's all about what looks pristine. Now, the common man, he can't spell very well. Actually, he spells very poorly. Most of his sentences are just run on. There's practically no punctuation when he writes. But he pulls from his heart. He wants that ink to turn to his blood, and he writes from pure emotion. He doesn't care if his sentences are run on. He doesn't care how it looks on paper. He doesn't care if the structure of the sentence is way off. All he cares about is emotion. That's what it's all about to him. And that's what Socrates is saying, that the common man who writes in this way will eclipse the person who writes what is perceived as perfect. Because you see, the scholar is all about perfection and appearance. But the common man, when he writes his poetry, it's all about emotion. It's all about the bleeding heart. And he understands with that comes chaos. And the chaos in his writing is all a part of the emotion. So therefore, the imperfections of his writing actually add to what he's doing at times. So when people come to you, when you embark on your artistic journey or whatever it is, and they naysay, and they say, that's impossible. What are you doing? That's madness. Well, what you do is tell them, thank you, I am mad. And my madness is endorsed by one of the greatest thinking minds of all time, Socrates. So, my friends, until next time, enjoy your madness. Be well.